Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. Transformation Counseling, a new paradigm of healing and growth. Introduction, the birth of a new philosophy. Over the course of decades, working in mental health and substance use treatment, I came to recognize a profound truth. The prevailing models of counseling and recovery were missing the core issue. My journey began in Toronto, deepened in Chicago with rational emotive therapy and the work of Dr. Albert Ellis, expanded in Boston with the teachings of Louise Hay, and evolved further in Miami as I worked directly with individuals struggling with mental health and substance use disorders. Each stage contributed to the development of what I now call transformation counseling, a philosophy and practice rooted in the idea that healing begins with a person's self-image, not external forces or chemical dependencies. The evolution of transformation. Transformation was not born overnight. It grew from my personal and professional experiences, shaped by exposure to different schools of thought and struggles of countless clients. Initially, my hypothesis was that low self-esteem was the underlying cause of mental health challenges. At that time, it seemed reasonable. Individuals burdened by anxiety, depression, or addiction often express deep feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness. However, as my research and counseling experience deepened, I revised my understanding. The real issue was not simply self-esteem, but something more fundamental, self-image. Here, I drew inspiration from Dr. Maxwell Maltz, whose groundbreaking work demonstrated that self-image serves as the internal blueprint of identity. Unlike self-esteem, which is how one feels about oneself, self-image determines who one believes they are by way of their thought and beliefs about their value and worth as a human being. If that image is negative, distorted, or destructive, no amount of surface-level self-esteem building can create lasting transformation. From self-esteem to self-image, a distinction that changes everything. This distinction is critical. While self-esteem refers to how much a person likes themselves, self-image speaks to the very core of identity. The beliefs and perceptions a person carries about who they are, their value and worth as a human being. Self-image is the silent, persistent story that dictates behavior, relationships, and life outcomes. In countless cases, I found that individuals who struggled with addiction or mental health challenges were not suffering merely from a lack of self-esteem. They were suffering because they had an internalized negative self-image. They believed themselves to be unworthy, powerless, broken, unlovable, not good enough. These distorted self-concepts fueled destructive choices, created a cycle of negative reinforcement, and a life of self-sabotage. Thus, my current hypothesis emerged. Negative self-image is the true cause of addictive behavior and mental health problems. As a result of this negative self-image, self-love is absent from the person's life. The role of cognition. Thoughts create reality. Cognition, the act of thinking, is at the heart of this issue. Transformation counseling is built on the recognition that our thoughts and beliefs shape reality. Every thought we hold, every belief we internalize, contributes to the self-image we carry. When thoughts are negative, they reinforce a destructive self-image. When thoughts are positive, they nurture a healthier, more loving identity. Transformation, therefore, is the process of guiding individuals to recognize and change their destructive inner dialogue, replacing it with empowering, life-affirming thoughts and beliefs. This cognitive emphasis aligns transformation with cognitive behavioral principles, but it goes further by addressing the existential dimension of identity and meaning. Transformation counseling is not just about symptom relief. It is about reshaping the very foundation of who a person believes themselves to be. A paradigm shift. Transformation versus 12-step programs. As transformation counseling developed, I saw more clearly the contrast between this model and the dominant 12-step philosophy. The 12-step approach, while valuable to many, frames addiction as a disease of the brain, emphasizing powerlessness, lack of responsibility, and reliance on external structures for ongoing maintenance. Transformation counseling, by contrast, offers a radically different vision. 12-step. Disease of the brain is the cause. Not responsible. Powerless. No ultimate solution. Substances as the problem. Transformation. Cognition is the cause. Responsibility and choice as central. Individual is powerful. There is a solution. And addictive behavior is not caused by substances, but by self-image. In essence, transformation is an internal quest for healing, while the 12-step program is an external exercise in maintenance. Transformation emphasizes an internal locus of control, affirming that individuals have the power to reshape their lives through their thoughts, choices, and self-concept, while the 12-step approach embraces an external locus of control, believing that life is controlled by external forces. The birth of the 10 principles of transformation. Through years of refinement, transformation counseling crystallized into a practical framework. The 10 principles of transformation. These principles are not abstract ideals. They form the foundation of a conversation of transformation. A new way of thinking, speaking, and being that guides individuals from a negative self-image toward authentic self-love and spirituality. The 10 principles are: number 1, responsibility. I am responsible for my thoughts and my life. Number 2, choice. I always have the power of choice. 3, power. I am powerful, not powerless. 4, thoughts are powerful. My thoughts create my reality. 5, point of power is in the present moment. Change begins now. 6. Thinking affects the physical body. Mind and body are inseparably connected. Thoughts affect the body. 7. I am always doing the best I can with the knowledge, understanding, and awareness I have in each moment. 8. Forgiveness. Forgiveness liberates me from the past. 9. Commitment. Transformation requires integrity and dedication. 10. Identity and spirituality. My identity. I am spirit, source, higher power, God. Knowledge and wisdom, the process of transformation. Transformation counseling unfolds in two interconnected stages, knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge involves teaching the 10 principles of transformation. Clients are introduced to these truths as a structural framework for understanding their thoughts and reshaping their self-image and life. This stage builds awareness and provides tools and foundation for inner change. Wisdom is the application of this knowledge. It is the lived practice of the principles in daily life, integrating responsibility, choice, power, forgiveness, acceptance, and spirituality into every thought and action. Wisdom is transformation embodied. This progression from knowledge to wisdom ensures that clients not only learn new ideas, but also internalize and practice them until they become the guiding narrative of their lives. The two goals of transformation: self-love and spirituality. Ultimately, transformation counseling is directed toward two central goals: self-love and spirituality. 1, self-love. Transformation begins with healing the negative self-image. As individuals learn to perceive themselves as worthy, valuable, and lovable, they cultivate authentic self-love. This is not a superficial affirmation, but a deep recognition of their inherent value and worth. 2, spirituality. Self-love opens the path to spirituality. Once an individual experiences themselves as lovable, they can then experience a union with spirit, source, higher power, or God. Spirituality is the ultimate goal of transformation, a recognition of one's divine identity and connection to something greater than the self, and a rediscovery of ourself. Practical implications for counseling. Transformation counseling provides a roadmap for practitioners and clients alike. In practice, it involves challenging negative self-talk and replacing it with empowering, positive thoughts, especially about oneself. Teaching responsibility as the foundation of personal power and freedom, that I am responsible for all of my experiences. Guiding clients to recognize choice, even in situations where they feel trapped, they have the power of choice. Fostering forgiveness, both of self and others, to release the past. Encouraging present moment awareness, where change and healing are always possible. Affirming spiritual identity, allowing clients to transcend the limitations of ego and connect to their true source. Conclusion, a call for transformation. The philosophy of transformation counseling represents a paradigm shift in the treatment of mental health and addiction disorders. Rather than believing individuals as powerless victims of a disease, it empowers them as creators of their own reality to transform. By focusing on self-image, responsibility, thought, and love, transformation offers a pathway to true healing. Healing that culminates not only in personal well-being, but in a deeper spiritual connection to Source. At its heart, transformation is about becoming whole again, reclaiming one's true self, rooted in love, empowered by choice, and united with Spirit, Source, Higher Power, God. It is not merely a counseling method, but a philosophy of life, a conversation of transformation that has the power to change not only individuals, but the world itself. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.